Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're on Masechet Makot Daf Chet Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the top of the Amud. Harzorek Evan Lershut Harabim. If somebody throws a rock into Rishut Harabim, Baharag Harei Ze Golet. That is cause for Galut. We will investigate why that not, is not Mazid. Let's say that after you threw the rock, the guy stuck his head out and it crashed into his head. Harei Ze Patur. Then you are Patur. And we will investigate that also. Zarakata evan lachatzero v'harag. If you threw a rock into your own backyard and it killed, only if the victim had the rights to be there are you gole. If not, shene'emar v'ashevot reyu b'ya'ar. The case the Torah describes is going into a forest and chopping wood. Why does it give an example of a forest? Mahaya reshut l'nizak l'mazik k'neisu sham, just like a forest is somewhere that both the victim and the killer have the rights to be. So anywhere where both the victim and the killer have the rights to enter is somewhere that this law will apply. As opposed to the balabayits, meaning the killer's backyard, where the nizak had no rights to be there, if he had no rights to be there. Now, b'shalomer, he takes it one step further. Machatavat etzim reshut afkol reshut. Just like chopping wood is a neutral activity, not a commanded activity, therefore, only if you're engaged in a neutral activity does the parsha apply. We assume here that a father is punishing his son because his son is misbehaving. Haravar Oder Tamidor, a Rav who is punishing his student, again, for not doing the right thing. Ushliach Beitin, who is commanded to give makot, in any of those cases, if in error a death occurs, there is no galut, because those are activities that you first entered into as a result of mitzvah, not reshut. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. Reshut harabim, mazid habe. If you throw a rock in a reshut harabim, it's mazid. Now, you can't get killed for it. There's no hatra'ah. You didn't intend that particular victim, which is a machloket, as you remember, rabbi and chachamim. But it's certainly not golet. It's talking about a case where you're taking your wall down. And the rocks go in. So you should have looked where you're going. We're taking it down at night. You should also look. Even more so. What happened is you're taking your wall down into Rishut Rabim, into a dung heap. Nobody should be there. So what's going on? If people go there, you have to watch out. You were negligent. If people don't go there, onosu. Meaning, either way, you shouldn't go into galut. Either it's too close to pshia, it's too close to mezid, or it's too close to ones. It's a place that's not so private, and therefore people will only use it for to relieve themselves during at night, not during the day. And you are doing this during the day. But once in a while, it'll happen that somebody will sit there during the day. So you're not fully negligent. Because people generally don't go there during the day. You're not considered onus to ha'ika mikraviati, because once in a while somebody goes there, therefore you're somehow in the middle and it's golet. Now, Blazman Yaakov had this point about if you threw the rock and then the guy stuck his head out, you're patur. Tan Rabbanan umatzah, it says umatzat reyu, meaning that the fellow was there and it found him. Problem amtsiat atzmo, what's excluded? When he puts himself in the way of that. That's where he got our halacha from. Now, lemeimra de matzah mikar mashva. So the word matzah means something was there and you encountered it. Or mini, we have the following about redeeming steachuza. Let's say a person has to sell his ancestral land, and then he has no family relative to redeem it for him, but then he gets the money, he's allowed to redeem it back. V'siga yado o matzah kedei gulato, matzah prat lematzui. Meaning, what's excluded here is, if you already had the money, what you're able to do is, if you now come up with the money, you can redeem it. We don't want you to have money, and you sell something that's far away, and then you redeem close. Or sell bad land and redeem good land. In other words, it's only that you had to sell it, and now you found the money. So, does matzah mean suddenly it appeared, or matzah means it was always there? Maravla, the answer is contextual reading. Hachaminyana dekra, vahataminyana dekra. Everything is contextual. Hataminyana dekra, umatsa dumiyad visige ado. In the case of redeeming the property, it says if you suddenly get the money, you're able to accumulate the money, or matsa, So just like Hisigado means you now get the money, similarly Matzah you now get it. Hachaminyani to Krab, but same thing is contextual with the killing. Matzah Dumi the Yar. You come into the forest and find the fellow. Mayar immediately itemikar, the forest was there before. Matzah immediately itemikar, same thing with finding the fellow. Okay, now Hazarei Kata Evan, now we talk about the backyard, and then, sorry, about the neutral activity, that's V'chule, tells you, we're talking about later on in the Mishnah, and Abba Shaul's statement that you are exempt if you were engaged in a mitzvah activity. Amalei Omer Rabbanu L'Rava. So one of the students asked Rava about Abba Shaul's position. Who says that our text in the Torah is talking about a neutral activity? We're just going to chop wood for the heck of it. You want wood, you want to build something. Maybe you're going in to do something for a mitzvah, like chop wood down to build a sukkah, or for wood for the ma'aracha, for the Meit HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach. Afilu achim rachmana legally, and still you go into galut. Since there's no mitzvah to chop, there's only mitzvah, you need a sukkah. So if you don't have a sukkah and you find wood that's already down, fine. If not, you have to chop it, but there's no mitzvah in chopping. So ashtanami lav mitzvah. So also when you go in to chop it for the sukkah, it's not a mitzvah. And therefore, even if you do go in to chop wood for a sukkah, you're still going to go into galut because there's no mitzvah involved. Eighth of Ravina L'Rava, that was Rava's answer. Now Ravina challenged him and said, Yatsav, Maket Ben Rava Datamid Vashach Beit, in the end of the Mishnah, which talks about striking people who need to be hit. So Lema Kimadi Ilu Gomri La Mitzvah. So why don't you say the same thing? Since if the student was successful in his studies, there's no mitzvah to punish him, Shnami La Mitzvah. So therefore, even when you do strike him, when he's not doing well, there's no mitzvah involved. And of course, Abba Shaul excluded that. So, Hatam al Gav Degar Mitzvah. Rava provisionally answered, no, it is a mitzvah. Punishing your child once in a while, punishing the student once in a while is a good idea. Even if he's doing right, keep him in line. That's what he says. Hadam al Rava, then Rava said, La Milti Damri, I'm wrong. And he says, he goes back and he says, Abba Shaul, real learned from somewhere else. Mashayavot Reu Bayar. The Torah gives the example of the forest. The boy aisle, by low aisle. A forest is somewhere you can go into, or you don't have to go into. If you think there's a mitzvah, misagir loy aisle, you have to go in. So the answer is that a forest is somewhere you never have to go. There's no mitzvah to ever go into a forest. There might be a mitzvah to build a sukkah, and the only way you can do it, but that's a hechetimtza. So Rav Ada bar Ava l'Rava, so he said, kol echad echtiv asher. You think the word asher always means if, means there's choice? And that's why he says, Asher yavot reo bayar, if you go into a forest, diboyave, elameatam, asher yitma velo itchata. In Parshat Chukat, in the Parshat Paraduma, it says, if a man becomes tamei and doesn't get expiated, and goes into the Beit HaMikdash, he's a chayav karet, iboy mitame, iboy lo mitame, is every case of tumat mate voluntary? A mate mitzvah, the lo sagir lo mitame, in the case of a mate mitzvah, or certain relatives, hachanami nepater? So you think now that the Torah is only talking about becoming Tamei Mate if you became Tamei by choice, but if you became Tamei by mitzvah, by a Tamei Mate or a mitzvah or relatives, you'd be Patur if you went to the Beit HaMikdash? That's of course ridiculous. Shani Hatam, the Amar Kra, Tamei Hiya. At the end of that Pasuk it says, in such a case, Tamei Hiya. He will be Tamei Mikol Makom, meaning you're Tamei no matter what. But wait a second, we need Tameiyah for something else. Tameiyah about Tful Yom. Meaning even if somebody's a Tful Yom, which means that they went into the mikvah and on the seventh day, on the third day and the seventh day, and they had Hazo'ah on the third day and the seventh day. And then they went to the mikvah, but it wasn't yet. The seventh day wasn't over, and they went in Eshtol Chayav. That's a Tful Yom. Tumato Vo, the rest of the Pasuk is the Rabot Mechus HaKippurim. Even if they, let's say, a Zav, who had his seven Shiva Nakim, and he went to the mikvah, and it was already nighttime, and it was already the next day, but he didn't bring the Korban yet, he's also Chayav. So that's needed for something else, to say that you are Chayav until you're totally finished with the process. It doesn't cover somebody who became Tameh because of a mitzvah. So Malay Anna me od kamina. I was saying from the word uod tumatovo. The word od is to say no matter what reason you became tame. Okay, so asher can still be reshut, and we got an extra word in tumat me. So ika dematni la aha. Some people learned this whole discussion about the student's question to Rava and the challenge, and Ravina's quite a challenge to Rava, as all being about a whole different context, and that is the pasuk in Parashat Ki Tisa, which says "B'charishu v'katzir tishbot." The Torah says, "For 6 days you work, on the seventh you rest." Rabbi Kiva learns that seventh day that you don't plow or harvest as being not about Shabbat but about Shemitah. It can't be talking about Shemitah itself because that's already covered. Must be talking about plowing before Shemitah in preparation for Shemitah, or harvesting that which grew on Shemitah afterwards. That's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is not our concern now. Our concern is Rabbi Shmuel, who reads it about Shabbat. Macharish reshut af katsir reshut. Just like plowing is always a neutral activity, so reaping that's neutral, you're not allowed to do on Shabbat. Yatzak katsir omer shu mitzvah. As opposed to reaping the omer of the barley, which is a mitzvah, which we do even on Shabbat. So now, given that, Amalei Rabbanu L'Rava. So this might be where the student asked Rava, Mimai d'charish reshut, who said that the Torah is talking about a neutral plowing, Dilma Charishat Omer de Mitzvah. Maybe it's plowing in order to plant the barley for the Omer, way back in the fall. Maybe the Torah still said you have to rest. There is no mitzvah to plow for barley. If you found the territory already plowed when you're going to plant the barley, then plant. You don't have to plow it. It's a lot of mitzvah. So therefore, even if you do plow for barley, there's no mitzvah involved. Just like we had with chopping down the wood for the sukkah. There's no mitzvah to chop the wood. So in other words, this is the other version of the discussion. Eitav Ravina the Rava. So Ravina challenged Rava and said, Yatza, Makat Benova, Moded, Tamido, Ushayach Beitin. The challenge from our Mishnah, V'yamai, Leim Akim and Ilu Gomir La Mitzvah. Since if he was doing his studying, there's no mitzvah to hear him, Ashtanami La Mitzvah. So even when you strike him when he's not studying, there's no mitzvah involved. And again, Rava provisionally said that there is still a mitzvah, even if he is doing what he needs to do. And then Rava lav milti dami. He said, no, what I said was wrong. And he then goes back. His tzira dumir charisha. Harvesting and plowing are paralleled here. Macharisha, matzacharisha, and charesh. Just like with plowing, if you found it to already be plowed, there's no mitzvah to plow. Ksiranami, same thing with harvesting. It's only stuff that if you found it harvested, like you need matzah. So, if you already found wheat that was harvested, you can go with that. You don't need to cut the wheat. Visakadaitach mitzvah, matzah katsura no kotzer. But if you think that it was talking about a shal mitzvah, that's not true. That you don't cut it if it's already, you don't have to cut it if it's already cut. Mitzvah the Tzor Lavin, the mitzvah of the Omer is to cut it and to bring it. So therefore there really is a mitzvah there, and therefore, so the other version of this ends up again coming back to the point that in the case of punishing the child or the student, really there's no mitzvah to do it otherwise, but it still is a mitzvah to do it in case the circumstances warrant it. However, in each of the cases, whether it be about chopping wood or about harvesting the barley, we have different reasons why that is an exception to the rule. Okay, and now we move on to the next Mishnah. Now in its next Mishnah, it seems like we backtrack a little bit, because Ha'av goleh al yidei ha-ben, va-ben goleh al yidei ha-av, ha-kol golin al yidei Yisrael, Yisrael golin al yidei hen. In the previous Mishnah, we talked about circumstances that may or will not be construed as shkagah. Here we talk about the class of people, and the answer is that every class of people within the Jewish people could be gola, no matter which class of people they killed. That means even a father killing a son, or a son killing a father, of course, by mistake, or hakol gina yisrael yisrael gola yideyan, any Jew. Chutz v'ger toshav, the one exception is a ger toshav, which is a non-Jew who's accepted the seven mitzvot. Now, at that point, the Mishnah is very clean to read, and they say this is a law that only applies to Jews. But here's the trick. V'ger toshav v'no gola yideyan. Oh, the ger toshav. If a ger toshav killed somebody, he will go to galut if the one he killed is a ger toshav, but not a Jew. We got to figure this out. We'll deal with it. But first, to the father and the son. In the previous Mishnah, we said that if a father strikes his son, then he does not go into galut. The answer is the gomer. We're talking about a son who already is behaving properly or has done his studies. And now we go back to what was provisionally said, which is that it's always a mitzvah to do, which means in the previous sugi we have to read it as the maskana, the conclusion being that really it always is a mitzvah to do that, and that then therefore the exceptions both about chopping wood and also about the ketzirah really are of a different breed. So the answer is Bishulya Denagri. When he's teaching him to be, let's say, a carpenter, he's also teaching him a trade. Father's teaching him a trade, that's also a mitzvah. The answer is the Gomer, Mutachriti. Let's say he has another trade. So this is just a hobby he's teaching him. There's no mitzvah involved. In that case, the father would go to Galut. Haben go yidav. Now this is tricky. If the son, it's the father, just to remind you, that if a son strikes a father and causes a wound, if it was intentional, he'd get chenek. Now remember that regular murder, just of another person, gets you chayif. Or mini makay nefesh in the parsha of Arimi of Rotzeach Mishkaga in Masay, it says makay nefesh, if you kill somebody, problem makay aviv. The one exception is if you kill your father, so or hit your father. Let's keep it that way. I'm Rav Kana Lokash Rav Shimon Rabbanan. Rav Kana has a simple solution, which is it's Rav Shimon is the bright and Rabbanan is the Mishnah. Why? Rav Shimon damar chenek chamur misayif. Remember, in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Shimon had a different sequence of the hierarchy of mitot. It is that chenek is more severe than saif. And therefore, shignat saif nitna kapar. The issue is, saif is the lightest one. And therefore, if you do something that would get you saif pemezid, but you did bishkaga, so there's kapara. Shigar chenek lo nitna kapar. Remember, if you strike your father, besides killing, you also wounded him. And therefore, you would get, if you did that pemezid, you had chenek. So therefore, the shgoga for chenek, maybe you can't get kapara with golut. Maybe you need something more severe. So Rabbanan damri saif chamur mechenek, but according to Rabbanan, we say saif is more severe. Horeg aviv, shingat saifu. Killing your father is shingat saif. And if chenek was lower, now it's worse. Shingat saif in the kapara. You get kapara, you can go to galut. That's Rav Kahana's answer. Rava gives a much simpler answer. He says, prat lo sechabur aviv shogeg. The brighter that we read, and that's why I fixed it, prat lo makay aviv, it's talking about killing your father. It's talking about causing a wound in your father. So if you wounded your father, if you did mezid, you'd be chayiv nita. Illegally, I might think, but shogeg, you also go to galut. Maybe shogeg, I would think, anytime you do something that the mezid is an act of violence that would get you killed, but shogeg, you go into galut. The answer is kamash malan. No, shogeg is only for killing by accident, not wounding, even if it's wounding your father. Hakol Gadol Yisrael, etc. Hakol Gadol Yisrael, Atuye Mai. What's that including? Atuye Eved Vekuti. To tell you that even if you killed an Eved Kanani or a Kuti. Now, Tanina Lahadaton Rabban, that's supported by this bright. Eved Vekuti Golev Lokali De Yisrael. Now, Lokay is going to be tricky. They could get Makot or Galut for doing something to Yisrael. Yisrael Golev Lokali De Kuti Eved, and vice versa. I understand both of them when the Eved and the Kuti act. Goled the Katle. Goled would be if he killed him. Veloke the Latia. He'd get Malkot if he cursed him. Ela Yisrael Goled Velokai de Kuti. Because, by the way, how else would you ever get Malkot for doing something to another person? The answer is a curse. So if the Eved or the Kuti cursed the Jew, he gets Malkot. Ela Yisrael Goled Velokai de Kuti. That I don't get. How does it go in the inverse? I understand galut, the katle. If you killed the kuti or the avid, you go to galut. And did it by mistake. Aloka amai, but why mako? Talati, if you cursed him? Nasivam chalo ta'or. The guidelines for cursing are nasivam chalo ta'or, which means it has to be mosem maseyamcha. It's only somebody who's properly part of the people. An avid and a kuti by definition or not. Remember, we've discussed the kuti many times. The kuti in the times of the Mishnah was somebody who was Jewish, with very scratchy kind of commitment to practice, and erratic. And therefore, there are certain areas they're very careful about, but others not. They were not considered osei ma'asei amcha. Racha bar Yaakov, non shehid bo v'huzam. Here's what happened, is that the kuti gave testimony and became huzam, and like we had in our first parak, that he had to get makot for something. The chavatei gabi evet shehid bo v'huzam. Well, how could you have that with an Eved? Eved bar Edut too. An Eved can't give Edut. Avacha bar Reid Ravika, we have to fix Achmaskin and Gon Sheikau Haka Shein Bashava Pruta. Let's say the Kuti, remember there's other ways you can get Makot for hurting another person, not just cursing him. Let's say the Kuti hit the regular Jew and he struck him with a wound that the reparations were less than a Shava Pruta. Amir Rav Yochanan, Haikau Haka Shein Bashava Pruta, Loka, Volomakshina Kala Kala. that if you hit somebody a wound that costs less than a sharp bruta, you get malchut. This we saw in the 8th parak of Bava Kamma. And lomakshin akal l'klala is a critical piece, which is we do not compare striking to klala, and therefore, if you hit anybody, you're chayav, regardless of osei maasei amcha. Okay, the last piece was p'chutz me'algei gershav, a ger toshav is only chayav, he hits another ger toshav. And here's the problem. Alma ger toshav, oit kochavim hu. What do you see from the first line? That a ger toshav is not Jewish. Because if you hit him, you don't go to Galut. So Ema said Ger Toshav, Ger Toshav, and then the Seifat says that a Ger Toshav goes in the Galut if he kills another Ger Toshav. So which is it? Kana Lokasha, Kana Ger Toshav, Sharag Ger Toshav, Kana Ger Toshav, Sharag Yisrael. Okay, we already saw that, but that still doesn't solve the problem. If the Ger Toshav kills the Ger Toshav, why does he go to Galut? So Ika Derami Kray Adari. Some people started this contradiction, not with the Mishnah, in the problem, but the problem in the Psukim. K'tiv, the Bnei Yisrael, the Ger, the Toshav, the Tocham, Tiyanei, Shisharim, the six cities are for everybody, including the Ger, Ger Toshav. K'tiv, Ayu Lachem, Harim, and Miklat. The cities are for you, Lachem, Velo, the Gerim. So, Kan Alokash, Kan Beger, Toshav, Shrag Yisrael, it's not for him. Ger Toshav, Shrag Yisrael, Toshav, it is for him. Or Mini, but here's the challenge. Lefichach Ger, Va'ovid Kocham, Shahargu, if a Ger, Toshav, or a pagan killed, Neharagin. There is no galut. They get killed. Tani ger dumi ad over kochavim. Ger and over kochavim are together. Ma'am kochavim, in the case of an over kochavim, we know explicitly. It doesn't matter if he kills a non-Jew or a Jew. He's chayav mita. Neharag. Afger lo shnan dekato bar minei veloshnan dekato delav bar minei. Neharag. Should be that a ger toshav. It shouldn't matter whether he kills a Jew or a ger toshav or a goy. He's neharag. He comes up with a very twisty kind of explanation. He says, if the Ger Toshav killed the Ger Toshav, Derech Yirida, then he would go to Galut. Derech Aliyah, which we saw in the first Mishnah, meaning a kind of case that would Yisrael would be totally patur for, because it's so unlikely that to death to come, you're going in the wrong direction, then he's Neharad. So Derech Yirida the Yisrael Gali Yunami Gali Sagi Leba Galut. In Derech Yirida that for Yisrael he goes to Galut, this guy could also have Galut. Derech Aliyah the Yisrael Patur, but if it's Derech Aliyah that for Yisrael he's exempt, who Neharag? So Amalei Rav, Lav Kavah Chomer, Rav turns around and says that's backwards. Uma Derech Yirida the Yisrael Gali Yunami Sagi Leba Galut. Derech Yirida that for Yisrael goes to Galut, this guy gets Galut. Derech Aliyah the Yisrael Patur, on the way up the Yisrael Patur, you Neharag? It doesn't make sense. Why should he be killed for that? Allah Amar Rabbi fixes as follows. Ba'omer Mutar. And this we saw earlier, but now we're going to see a full development of it. Rabbi says, what's the case where he does not go to Galut? That's where it's Omer Mutar, where he thinks the case is Mutar. In other words, he mistook the identity of his victim, or he thought that it was Mutar to kill. Amar Abaye, Omer Mutar Onosu. Abaye, as we saw earlier, says, that's Onosu. He was ignorant of the law. Shani Omer, Omer Mutar, Krov LeMezid, who Rava says, my position is Omer Mutar, is very close to Mezid. Ve'azdu L'tamayu, and Rav and Abai are consistent. Imar, Kesav, Rebehem, Uninsa, Adam, Kanan, Uninsa, Ger Toshav. If you were shooting, you thought it was an animal, turned out to be a person, or a non-Jew, turned out to be a Ger Toshav. Rav Amar Chayav, Omer Mutar, Krov LeMezid, who Omer Mutar here means that you were mistaken about the identity of your victim, and you thought it was a Mutar victim. Rav Chista, Omer Patur. Omer Mutar Onusu. Rav Chista says, like Abaye says, it's Onus. So, Eitere Rav Rav Chista, here's Rav's proof back. God says to Avimelech, you're going to die for taking Sarah. And he thought it was Omer Mutar. He thought she was just an unmarried woman. My love, Bidei Adam, doesn't it mean you should die by the Beit Din for adultery? Lo, Bidei Shemaim, that's between me and you. This is Rav Chista's answer. Because God says, I stopped you from sinning to me. To me, meaning it's between God and Avimelech. But Rava turns back and says, wait a second. In the case of Yosef's refusal to give in to Mrs. Potiphar, which is certainly a capital crime, she's certainly a married woman, and we know she's a married woman, he knows that. He says, I'll sin to God if I do that. So you say, Elohim v'lo l'adam? Ela dino masur l'adam, acharam dino masur l'adam. Yes, you'd be sinning to me, but the Beit Din, your local court, has to deal with it. So the Rava defends it and says, you see that Avimelech, had he had relations with Sarah, would be really chayav mitat. Eitu Abaye l'Rava, so Rav Abaye, who supports Rav Chista's position, says to Rava, Hagoy gam tzadik taro, Avimelech calls himself innocent. Will you call an innocent man? So the answer is, Hatam the Kamahadri Lave. That's answered by this kind of twisty midrash. What does Hashem say to Avmelech? Return the woman because he's an Avi. You have to return her because he's an Avi. What if he's just a regular guy? You have a married woman. Of course you have to return her. What does the Navi have to do with it? Famous Darshan says, you have to return her. She's a married woman in any case. And you said, but I'm innocent? He said, she's my sister. She said, he's my brother. So the answer is, Navihu Mimchalamad. He's a Navi. He figured this out from you. Achsanayu Shabalair. If you have a visitor, comes to a city. Al Iske Achilishtia Shalilto. They ask him, what do you want to eat? Chum Shalilto. Ishtachazu, Achotchazu. They don't ask, is that your wife? Is that your sister? Mikan Shabenoach Nerag Shalomod Velolamad. In other words, this is the end of the drasha. Is that Avimelech was guilty because he should have investigated what was going on, because he should have said, this guy's a Navi, therefore he's picking up on our local customs, and maybe he said what he said because our morality is so deficient. And therefore I am really responsible for the fact that she's a married woman, even though he told me that she wasn't. But nonetheless, he isn't really a tzaddik innocent in this case, and that was Hashem's response to him. You say you're innocent, you're not so innocent. Your whole society is corrupt, and that's why this happened. In any case, supporting Rava's position that Omer Mutar, and back to our original issue, is that in the case of a Ger Toshav who's Omer Mutar, he doesn't go to Galut, he's Nairag. If it's not Omer Mutar, and it's pure Shogeg, and it's Derech Yiridah, then indeed he will go to Galut, but only if he killed another Ger Toshav, some unique halacha. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick up in the next Mishnah, really in the middle of the Mishnah, Suma Inogoleh, in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.